Users love their WinXP. This is the Windows Week in Review for Thursday, February 7th, 2008. I'm Dave Nielsen. Let's take a look at some of the stories that made news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, you can stay up to date with what's going on in the world of Windows at searchwinit.com. Leading off this week, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what IT pros are saying this week about Windows XP. A petition has started up from those within the IT community who want Microsoft to keep the OS available indefinitely. Supporters have cited cost concerns involved with migrating to Vista or staying with XP as the main reasons for the movement. PC Pro reports that Microsoft has offered a response to the growing Save XP campaign, which now has more than 75,000 supporters. Microsoft intends to stop selling Windows XP as of June 30th of this year, much to the chagrin of corporate Windows users, including many Microsoft partners who have already signed the Save XP petition. A Microsoft spokesperson said of the petition and protest, quote, "We're aware of it, but are listening first and foremost to feedback we hear from partners and customers about what makes sense based on their needs. That's what informed our decision to extend the availability of XP initially, and what will continue to guide us," end quote. Microsoft also says that Windows XP will not completely be removed from the shelves on June 30th, as some companies require more time to prepare for Vista. In other news, beware the fake Microsoft update site. Unless you want to upload a Trojan, that is. PCMag.com reports that F-Secure has identified a phony Microsoft update site that, to the naked eye, is actually quite convincing. The trick to recognizing this site is picking up on its errors and inconsistencies compared to real Microsoft sites. A button on the page attempts to make users click on it to, quote, "get critical updates." Another message on the page reads, quote, "urgent, please install critical Windows XP 2000-2003 Vista update," end quote. Users are cautioned to note the misspelling of the word "install" in the message. Victims tricked by the site can expect a Trojan virus named Windows Update Agent 30x86x64.exe. This Trojan dropper installs malware on victim systems. The domain of the site is cfm48.com. This domain is still up and running, but no longer serves the page. F-Secure warns that the site is a fast flux network, where the IP address from the domain is constantly changing. In virtualization news, SearchOneIT.com reports that Microsoft partner Citrix will unveil new virtualization tools next week. Citrix will also reveal a new name for their presentation server. After the company releases its Zen Server 4.1 server virtualization platform in March, it will roll out Zen Server Platinum, which combines the server virtualization platforms of Zen Server 4.1 Enterprise and the Citrix Provision Server for data centers. Zen Server Platinum can be purchased for $5,000 and will include unlimited virtual machine provisioning with licenses for three physical servers. As Citrix continues to position itself as a major player in the virtualization marketplace, they are releasing a handful of new tools close to the release of Zen Server 4.1 and Zen Server Platinum. One of these tools, Workflow Studio, which will be integrated with Zen Server Platinum, will help IT managers lay out application environments simply with the click of a button. Another virtualization tool, Zen Desktop, is part of the Citrix Delivery Center and will be released in the latter half of 2008. Moving on, to everybody listening who has an MCSE or MCSA certification, get ready for MCITP. As Windows Server 2008 is released to manufacturing, a new set of IT professional certifications is expected to follow. SearchOneIT.com reports that two long-standing exams, Microsoft Certified System Engineer and Microsoft Certified Systems Administrator, will be phased out for Windows Server 2008 and later releases. These certifications will be replaced by a new designation known as Microsoft Certified IT Professional, which focuses on job roles. This will allow IT managers to fit the exams to specific job function. These certs will need to be retested every 3 years. IT pros who already hold MCSE and MCSA certifications will not have to start from scratch, though. Anyone who holds those certifications can take a special exam that covers material on two other new exams, alongside a new MCITP exam. This reduces the number of total tests from 3 to 2. In security news, Patch Tuesday is right around the corner, and this month, unlike January, users can expect a whopping 12 security updates. Also of note, 7 of these updates have been deemed critical. The critical updates focus on the Windows operating system, Internet Explorer, and Microsoft Office, all of which you might call hacker-friendly. More specifically, 2 updates are for Windows, 1 is for IE, 1 is for Office, another is for Office Publisher, and the final critical patch is for MS Word. The 5 remaining patches are all deemed important. They affect Vista, Active Directory, and MS Works. There are also 2 separate updates for Internet Information Services. Also making news this week, again, is talk of Vista SP1. According to ZDNet, a Microsoft spokesperson said that changes have been made to the Vista kernel with extended APIs that aid 64-bit application development. This does not constitute a complete redesign of the Vista kernel, however. A statement issued by Microsoft claims that, quote, "The kernel has not been re-engineered. However, some APIs have been introduced through SP1, which help ISVs, independent software vendors, develop software to run on 64-bit PCs," end quote. Claims that the kernel has not been redesigned conflict with earlier reports from the week that the Vista kernel had undergone a significant overhaul. Moving on, getting lost in the news of Windows Server 2008's release and the RTM of Vista SP1 is the impending release of Microsoft System Center Capacity Planner 2007. Search1 IT reports that SCCP services Exchange Server 2007 and new models for Office SharePoint Server 2007, as well as Windows SharePoint Services 3.0. The tool's main function is to improve user response times by preventing network bottlenecks. And finally this week, Vista, Linux, and Leopard Security will be going head-to-head next month. The CANSEC West conference in Vancouver is pitting security researchers against each other in an ethical hacking contest. The contest is a repeat of last year's Pwn to Own contest, also held at CANSEC West. The competition will feature IT security professionals attempting to crack the security of the Linux, Leopard OS 10, and Windows Vista operating systems. Last year's winners were Dino Dizovi and Shane McCauley, who successfully compromised a MacBook with a zero-day QuickTime vulnerability. The pair received a prize of $10,000 and a MacBook Pro. This year's prizes, according to CANSEC West organizer Dragos Ruiu, will be several laptops. Ruiu has not decided what type of laptops to award at this point, but has said that he, quote, "wants the prizes to inspire lust among geeks," end quote. Will this prove once and for all which OS is more secure? Probably not, but IT pros will still be interested to see the results. And that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more news from the world of Windows. Until then, be sure to check out Search1IT.com throughout the week for all of the latest Windows news and expert advice. I'm Dave Nielsen. Thanks for listening.